So, okay, let's just go through the agenda today. So the topic is the three simple SEO tactics, the things that I did to optimize the organic search traffic for my online store. All right. So first of all, okay, why do you need to do SEO or focus on getting organic traffic? Because maybe right now you are getting traffic coming from social media or Facebook ads, or maybe even Google ads or other like influencer marketing. So how I see it is just a way to diversify your source of traffic or your source of the sales that will be coming in. So even though you're doing well with one of your channel, whichever channel that is, try to explore other channels as well. So for today, I'm going to share about some SEO, just very simple tips that you can even do right now or tomorrow or this week. So, and after doing this, I actually got some like very good results out of it. But disclaimer, you might not be getting the same result that I did, because there are lots of factors that comes in when it comes to search engine traffic. All right. So number one, so what's the thing that I did is, it's simple. It's just optimizing your product pages. So even before that, so it's not simply like just adjusting product pages. So even before that, you will need to set up some things. Okay, one is Google Search Console. So Google Search Console is just a faster way for you to communicate with Google. You can tell Google that, hey, my website is up. Please go to my website or something like that. So that is like the layman term of it. So instead of you just wait and have Google to discover your site. So what you can do is you can actively like tell, okay, my website is up, my website is ready. Please do some crawling. So they call it crawling. Send some Google crawlers inside our website so that they know what the website is about. So the first thing you need to set up is Google Search Console. So to set up this Google Search Console, you just go into Google Search Console, you will need a Google account. And then what you will need to do is you need to verify your website. So first, of course, you must have a website. So if you don't have a website, you won't be able to get organic traffic from search engine. I mean, you can get from Facebook or your social media, but the social media itself has its own domain, so like facebook.com. So Google only allows to like index maybe one or two inside the search engine result page. So first set up, okay, you need a website, and then first set up your Google Search Console. And then you will need to verify your domain. So I use EasyStore, and it's really easy to verify your domain. So you just install the Google Search Console app inside EasyStore, the app marketplace. And then, so you go inside your Google Search Console, you log in, and then you get your HTML tag. You get your meta tag. So the meta tag, you copy and paste, you put it inside the apps inside your EasyStore Google Search Console app. And then you will verify, you can verify. So once it's verified, then you will have access to that, they call it the property, the domain property for that particular website. Okay. So what can you do with Google Search Console? And it's quite good. So even if you just started your website today, or you don't plan on doing any SEO work, I highly suggest you still set this up, because from what I did, I didn't touch it. It wasn't until like maybe like 2 years after, or more, a little bit more than 1 year, then only I started like focusing on SEO. But I still set this up early in the beginning, because one, you can tell Google that your website is up, so they can send in some crawlers. So inside the Google Search Console, you can submit your sitemap. So that's one thing I like about EasyStore, because the sitemap is already set up. And then you just go on Google Search Console and then you submit the site. There's a URL for it. I think it's like /sitemap.xml or something like that. And then you submit the sitemap. And then this will tell Google that you have a website up, and then for Google to crawl the website to get some information. So even like after a year, I didn't do any SEO, but I have this thing already set up. And when you go inside your Google Search Console, when you already have like data, you can see like very good data regarding like what are people searching to get to your website. And this is really good information, because then you know like which keyword that you want to optimize for, or like which pages are already getting some traffic, and then so you focus on that page to optimize it even more. So that's what I did. So for us, we have like over 200 products. So if you plan on like doing the product pages, optimizing product pages, it's a lot of work. So what I did is I just go inside the Google Search Console, since we already have like a year full of information, data, the search data. So I just sort by which pages is getting the highest click and impression. So the two things that you need to know, one is impression. So what impression means is when people search like a certain keyword, a certain search term on Google, and then your website comes up. Like it doesn't have to come up in the first page. It can be in like the 10th page and so on. But if it shows up on the 10th page, even though people didn't see it, it still counts as an impression. And then there's click. Of course, click is okay when people click on it. So if you have like zero clicks for that particular search term, zero clicks, but you have like few hundred of impression, so it still count, it means that it shows up, but people are not clicking, maybe because they are not seeing it. So you can see like your position for that search term is like maybe way down in the ranking. All right. So with Google Search Console, I look at this data. So and then I thought, okay, which one is getting a lot of impressions? So impressions to me says that the search volume, how many people are searching it. Okay, if the impression is high, it means that a lot of people are searching this thing. It's just that I'm not getting traffic to it. So I go through and then I look at, okay, which product pages are have higher search impression. So then I go through, okay, I already have this data of the product pages that I need to optimize. And then I notice, okay, I go inside and then I look, oh, some of them don't even have any description. So sometimes, you know, you just like lazy and then you just upload your product and then just put in the price and then just some short information about it and that's it. So I found out, okay, these pages are actually getting like few traffic, not much, maybe like 2 or 3 clicks, but they are being indexed, meaning that it shows up in Google search, it's just that it's not on the first page or the second page. So, okay, what I do is I just go through all these product pages and then I make the product description as detailed as possible. So not just for Google. So what you want to do is, okay, what are the questions that you think potential buyers or the people that are viewing your product pages, like what do they want to know? So you can put in there like FAQ, all the answers to FAQs, very detailed, complete description of the product, different images of the product, put in some social proof, testimonials inside, anything that you can, just make it as detailed as possible. Because that's very important, because Google indexes, they like content. So if it's just an empty product description page, then it wouldn't be ranked as higher. And you always need to think of the people that are viewing the page, the people that are trying to buy. what information do they need? So put in as much information as you can inside. And then, okay, one other thing, link to an external source. So if you claim something, let's say like your product requires some like lab testing or something like that, or it's like there is a research saying something, link to that research. Because to Google, it will see that, it will see the credibility of it. So you say like if you're selling latex pillows, for example, and then you're saying, okay, why is the reason why latex pillows, you have all these benefits, and then there's a research saying, okay, latex pillows is good. So you link, make sure you have a link that goes to that research. So don't think that if just because you have external link, meaning that the link that goes to somewhere outside of your website is not good. It's actually good if it's linked to something that is credible, like a research or a website that gets a lot of traffic, that a lot of people know about this particular website. So for example, if you're selling perfume, so like for me, I'm selling perfume, and how do people like know what, like how does it smell? So we have like all this description about how it smells, and then also we link to a site called Fragrantica. So Fragrantica is a worldwide forum. It's very popular amongst perfumers around the world. So we link to that particular website that has the description of the perfume that we are selling. So that will show credibility. So that's one thing to optimize for the product pages. And then when you put images, okay, you put images, make sure that it's in JPEG format and not PNG, because PNG is heavy. PNG is heavy, just make sure it's just converted to JPEG, because the loading also affects the loading speed. So turn it into JPEG. And then if you're adding images in the description, put in the alternate text. Okay, so alternate text is include the search terms that you are going for. So make it relevant. So all these little things that you need to do inside the product pages. Okay, so make sure your product pages isn't empty and it answers every questions that the potential buyer will have. So like any objections, you just make sure you answer those kind of questions. So make it as detailed as possible. And then another one is similar products or you may also like. This is also important because you don't want them to leave. And then even because I noticed like what I did is some products are out of stock. And then what I did is I end up like unpublishing, meaning that if it's out of stock, then it won't be shown on inside my website. But that was actually a mistake because some of the products might be like getting some good search volume. People are searching for that product, but you don't have it on your website. So just because it's out of stock, just leave it out of stock and publish the page. Publish the page, but make sure that you have like the similar product. So you may also like this thing so that they don't leave, because that's called bounce rate. And bounce rate is very important as well. So if people, if Google is seeing that people are going inside your website and then they are leaving immediately because the product is sold out, right? So that is a bad indicator. It's a bad indicator to Google that your website is not good or something like that. So make sure your, that's the first thing I did. And I'm still doing it now because I only have time to fix it on the over the weekend. So I just fixed a little bit. So that's why I use Google Search Console to see which one is the top so that I don't waste my time on the one that's not getting search volume. So I make sure I get the ones getting some traffic or getting a lot of search impressions, but not getting clicks. So I'm focusing on those product pages. So some of you might not have a lot of products. So you won't have a lot of product pages. So just go through all of them and make sure it's very detailed. So that's one. That's the first thing I did. All right. And then the next one is, okay, so this might be a little bit of a cheat code lah. And because I already have like other websites that are getting traffic, but they are general blogs, because I did some blogging. So they are general blogs, they are getting traffic and they are ranked pretty well. But the website itself doesn't sell the particular product. So in a way, it's not that relevant. So what I did is I just copy and paste that old blog post to the new website, to the one that I'm selling the product. So I copy and paste and then I redirect. So I redirected the old blog post to the new blog post. I redirected. So if that blog post is getting, the older one is getting traffic, it will bring to the new blog post. So this is what I did. So this is a bit of the disclaimer. So this is what gave me a big boost because of the existing one. But it makes sense to move this blog post to the new website because it's more relevant to the product that we are selling. So that it's very focused on a certain niche compared to the original blog, which is just like a general blog with lots of topics. Okay, so that's one thing that I did. So again, I use Google Search Console. So Google Search Console is a really great tool, especially if you have data. So even if you don't plan to do SEO, I highly suggest just set this up. And also Google Analytics. So Google Analytics is also another one. If you set up your website, make sure you have Google Analytics set up and Google Search Console. So these two are very important because then Google will know, because Google is the one that's doing the crawling. So Google will know that, oh, you have your website is up and this is the activities inside the website. So Google knows that, okay, your website is about this thing and so on, and whether or not people are going to the website. Okay. So that's the second one. And I think probably like some of you that have never done this before, you might not have another website or something like that. So what you can also do is you find some relevant blogs, people in the industry that around your industry, and then you find these bloggers or anybody that have this blog, and then you reach out to them. So you can reach out to them and then ask them if they can link to your product page, link to your product page or link to your website. So that is called backlinking. So aside from the alternative to what I did, because I already have my own blog, so I just redirected to the new blog post. So what you can do is you can just reach out to the people that have these blogs that are getting that you think are getting traffic, because you can use Google to search. So you search for other blogs that are in the industry that are not selling the same thing as you are, but within the same industry. So you look for these people and then you just reach out to them and then you ask them whether or not they are able to link to, so whatever topic they are talking about. So if they're mentioning like a certain product category or a certain product, then try to get them to link. So make it link to your website, make it link to your online store. And there are things that you can do to like make sure they can do this is like offer like affiliate or offer some referrals, or with Easy Store also have referral features that you can use. And so when they link it to yours, they will have their own referral link, so that whoever buys from that link can get, they will get some commission or something like that. So this is something that you can do to get outside traffic to come to your website. So that's the second thing that I did. And then, what else? All right. Yeah, the out of stock products is also something that just now I mentioned is the thing that I did that resulted in a boost in search traffic, because I noticed like some, because I have some popular products. So the popular products, they get a lot of search traffic. They get a lot of search volume. I mean, it didn't get any traffic because I didn't publish it. And these are popular products. So it was quite a waste that I didn't publish it in the first place. So try, even though you think that, okay, you have so many products that are out of stock and you think that it's not good, like when people see, oh, you have so many products out of stock, but it's still okay. Just make sure you publish it and then complete the product description as well. Complete the product description, even though it's an out of stock product. And then, like I mentioned, use the similar, people also like, or something like, you may also like that section. You can use the Easy Store one, Easy Store has that one, or you can do it manually. You can just put it inside the product description. Okay, so you put in, okay, this product is similar to the product that you are looking at. And then so when they click on it, it brings to that product, and that product is not out of stock. Okay, so that is a big mistake that I made. Because then after I publish it, then I start seeing like immediate result to that product page. So that's something good. All right. So that's basically it, like what I did to just get some result within a few weeks. So of course there are some factors into this. Domain age. Domain age is important. So domain age meaning that how old is your domain? So we had our domain for like a few years. It's just that we didn't go into SEO. So that domain age plays a factor like in terms of like credibility, authority. So Google's algorithm, it's actually quite simple. So they use the EAT or EAT, which stands for expertise, authority, and trust. So EAT, you just remember that when you're thinking about like SEO. So how do you show expertise? How do you show authority? And how do you show trust? So trust is the design of the website. So you make sure that your website doesn't look very like a scam or something like that. Yeah, so make it very easy to navigate, good images. So try to think in terms of the people viewing your website. Make sure like they have a good experience when it comes to your website. So that builds trust. And authority. So authority, like I mentioned, you can link out to a study, to a more popular blog that explains about your product category or something like that, or if there's a certain research, a study, or a forum, like I mentioned just now. So that shows authority, even though like maybe you are a new website, and then you yourself might be an authority inside that industry, but your website is new. So Google doesn't know that. So how do you show that authoritativeness? Okay, so you link to other studies. Other studies, you can say, like I did some research and these are the research that I found. So don't be afraid to link out to a different website. It's actually a good ranking factor as well. And then expertise. So same thing, expertise and authority. So expertise, other things that can show Google that you have expertise, authority, and trust is also it's the backlink one, like I mentioned. So if people are linking to your website regarding this topic, so one of my business is selling original designer fragrances, designer brand perfumes. So with this kind of business, because you're selling like third party brands, there will be some issues regarding whether it's original or is it fake. So if a lot of people are saying that, okay, your website is selling original brand, and so you're getting social proof and people are linking to that and people are referring your website. So that is a good factor that you can do. So for us, we've been in the industry for quite some time, so people already know us. So that's a good ranking factor. It's a good ranking factor for and Google sees that. So even with our previous blogs that is on a different website, like I mentioned, so we just link it back. So this is something that you can do. And then we'll try to discuss this in another session and more detail. So I just want to show you like what exactly. So one is the product page is very important. So make sure you complete your product page, product description, link to an external website that shows your credibility, FAQs, images, or anything that will help. Make sure it's inside your product description. Okay. And then also another one I forgot to mention is collection pages. Collection pages also don't make it empty. So you can actually add on like description inside your collection pages. So if you, I'm not sure about like if you're using other platform, but I know if you're using EasyStore, so EasyStore allows you to set the meta description, the description on collection pages, because collection pages is a collection of a bunch of products. So that will actually get ranked better. It will get more traffic for the collection pages compared to like individual product pages. So that's one. So make sure it's not empty. So I still have a lot of ways to go because we have over 200 products, so it will take some time. And even after doing like more than 10 product pages and collection pages, we are already seeing a lot of boost in search engine traffic.
So
I think there's one question from Dinesh. Maybe can bring him in.
Dinesh, do you want to speak to the mic? Okay, sure.
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so my question is about the blog posts in terms of like adding more content, right? Do you recommend like posting consistently like once a week or once every 2 weeks? Or is it sufficient to just have, you know, 2 or 3 killer blog posts and then just, you know, let it bring in traffic?
Okay. There might be like some different practices for this. So I'll just share like based on my experience. And then maybe in the future, I will get some other SEO experts to share about this. But this is just my experience. So what I like to do is, okay, it might not, like, since you are a new website, let's say you're a new website, you just launched your website. And then if you're starting out, and then you straight away go into like very detailed blog posts, and then you do it like very frequent, I think that you need to compare with the effort, effort and resources that you have. Are you able to produce that many blog posts is one. So look into your resources is one. So that's what I suggest, like if you're studying out, this is what I did. I went to Google and then I searched around like the industry topic. So what are people searching? So I looked and there's this one section called People Also Ask. So you can go into Google and there's this one section called People Also Ask. So you can see all the questions. So what I do is I answer those kind of questions first and not like the big keyword, not the big search terms, like what is essential oil or something like that. Like what is the benefit of essential oil? That's very, very specific. I mean, it's very like a big topic. So you want to answer like those smaller questions first. So those smaller questions can become a blog post. And then just because you're answering that question, it doesn't have to be the only topic inside that blog post. So it can be, okay, let's say you have one question and then that question becomes the topic of your blog post. But inside your content, you frame it in a way that it also answers like different questions that they might have. Okay, you get what I mean? So first, maybe it's like, I can do one example I did before, the latex pillow example. So latex pillow versus memory foam. So that is the question. What's the difference? People are asking, what's the difference of LaTeX pillow and memory foam. So I answered that question in the blog post, but then that's not the only question I answered inside that blog post. I also answered other questions like, what is LaTeX pillow? How is it made of? And then I linked to a research about like how it's made, what's the ingredients, the materials inside, and then what's the benefits of it. So I linked to this. These are the blog posts that I did in the beginning. And I didn't do it consistently. I didn't do it like very much. I just do it maybe like one blog post a month. And then you can start seeing like results just from this, aside from the one that I shared early on. So try to compare with the resources that you have, the time that you have, money that you have. Are you able to produce like blog posts a week, once a week, or are you able to only do once a month? So look, these are the things that you need to consider. So I'm not sure like how other people do it. So we will try to get some other experts to come in as well. So this is what I do. So try answering that like very specific questions. So if you go like, I'm not sure if you guys know what I'm saying. When you go on Google, you just find that section that people also ask that kind of questions. So turn that into blog posts. So these simple things, like instead of just covering like a big topic and then make it like 2,000 words, you can just do simple blog posts that's 600 words and answer this simple question, like those like very specific questions, answer those questions. Even though it's not getting like lots of search volume. So what the mistakes I've seen is people that are new, they immediately go into larger search volume type of search terms. But instead of going for larger volume, go for more specific. So another term for it is a long tail keyword. So it's even long, it's like even longer tail. It's not just long tail keyword, it's even longer. So it's like very specific question that people ask inside Google.
So what was it again? Long tail keyword, was it?
Yeah, long tail keyword, meaning that it's like instead of essential oil, you go for essential oil in puchong or something like that. Or,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so those are long tail, but then you can go even longer. So it's like, what are the essential oils to for repel mosquitoes or something like that? You get what I mean? So it's like even longer. It's very specific questions that people have. Answer those questions in the blog post. So it's not just like you blog about like what you know. You just answer questions. Those are really good ones.
Okay, awesome.
You see the questions, and then I'm not sure if I can. Never mind. So you just search something regarding your, what's the category? You are doing the ebook one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure like exactly how, like for the ebook, what questions are people asking? So maybe like top business books or something like that. So instead of top business books, maybe you can do top digital marketing books or something like that, top books that every social media marketers should read. So it's very specific. So those are the blog posts that you want to go for in the beginning. That's how you build your credibility, instead of just going for ebook readers. That's very big search volume and it's very high competition. So just go for smaller. So that's one. Very specific questions that people are asking. So you can go, there's this section called people also ask, it's direct questions. So turn that into a blog post and answer that question is one. And then look, of course, in terms of the frequency of it, you look at your resources that you have. That's more important than best practices, like should you do like once a week or something like that. Look at the resources that you have. That is most important, like that's my suggestion. All right, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
If you want to follow up on that, you can.
No, I think that's sufficient for now. All right. For me to get started. Thank you.
it's just going into, because I noticed, like, even myself, product pages, like, sometimes I get lazy. I just want my product up and then just put a little bit of description inside. So make sure the description is very detailed. So that's the most important one. Product page is very detailed. And then to, like, Dinesh, for example, then you can do some blog posts as well too. There's a lot of things that you can do for SEO. Yeah, SEO is usually something that people don't do in the beginning because it takes time. Yeah, so that's one misconception that people will say that SEO will take like months, weeks, but I just did some bit of changes here and there, and then immediately, like after a few days, I can already see like a boost. And in Google Search Console, they also, it's not real time yet, but the data is, you can get 2 days data and even yesterday's data. All right, so we got another question here from Nate Lee. Nate, you want to come up and give some follow-up on that question? Oh, okay, no mic, all right. Tips about meta description. Okay, so for those of you that are not familiar with what meta description is, so meta description is when you search something on Google, you will see, okay, you have your title, the blue color title, that's the main title. And then at the bottom, after the title, there is a short description. So that is what you call meta description. And so what is the importance of meta description? Okay, when you go on Google and then you search something, so like motor oil, and then, all right, so you have, this is the title, and then you have the meta description. So this is the meta description. This is what it means by meta description. All right, so what's the importance of this meta description is, first, you have to understand that before you can start doing like, okay, what is the best practice for meta description? So you have to understand its role. So think about, you are the user, or you are the person that is searching for something. So you first will look at the title, right? So this is the biggest one. You look at the title. And then what the meta description is, it gives a short description of what you can expect when you click on this. So that is what the role of meta description is. And then in terms of, does meta description play a role in a ranking factor? Yes and no. So no meaning that what I see a lot of people is, okay, they're adding some like keywords inside. So they like put a lot of the keywords inside the meta description. That doesn't really help in terms of getting to rank higher. How meta description actually help you to rank higher is the click-through rate. So what click-through rate is, the formula for it is impression. I mean, it's the click over the impression. So let's say this particular keyword, this particular search term will give certain number of impressions. So let's say like 1,000 impressions. And then out of the 1,000 impressions, how many people are actually clicking on your search result? So that's click-through rate. So this meta description actually helps people to click, because they just read this and then it's like, should I click on it or not? So this is like a teaser or a short description or like a call to action to get people to actually click on this. So if it's just like they see it and then they don't click on it because it's not convincing enough for them to click, then it wouldn't have any benefits in terms of search engine ranking, like the SEO, search engine traffic. So that's the role for meta description. Right, so any tips on that will depend on what you understand about it. So after I mentioned, okay, meta description help to increase your click-through rate, and then a high click-through rate will give you better ranking. So how do you get people to click on your result? So that is what you use for meta description. So of course, meta description, first, it has to be relevant. If it's not relevant, if what I'm searching for doesn't show inside your meta description here, then I wouldn't click. So you have to understand like people's behavior on this as well. So that's how you would use meta description. So anything, so it doesn't have to be like keyword stuffing, like put in, for this example, like essential oil, putting like essential oil so many times. It doesn't help because Google doesn't see that as a ranking factor. But Google sees if people are clicking on your link, it means that your link is good. So how do you get more people to click on your link is also through the meta description. So that's what it means by meta description. So the some tips on meta description is understand that behavior, understand people's behavior regarding the meta description. So make sure your meta description is relevant. It has some action to get people to click. So like some action keywords like buy, click, read, you know, like read more, learn more. This is where you will find. So make it actionable. So that is a tip for it. And then relevance, of course, it has to be relevant. And just any kind of, so if it's a product, if it's a product search result, then convince people to like, what's the reason they need to buy this from you? So you can put in like 5-star rating, you have free shipping. So those will boost the click-through rate, get people to click. So think of how do you increase the click-through rate when you are doing the meta description. So it's not, meta description is not about keyword stuffing. It's not really about the SEO part of it. It's more on how do you get more people to click. So that's essentially what meta description is.
So I'm actually selling like handmade jewelry. So what's the business nature is about like I make a design and then mostly I will just have one stock for that particular design. Mm-hmm. So when I'm uploading to my website, probably that product page will just last for like 2 weeks to 1 month. Then it gets out of stock. I have to take it down. So in order to boost this SEO, should I focus more on blog posts?
Yeah. For you, right? Okay. So it might not be on the product description itself. So it can be, it will have to be on the overall of the website. Right. So overall of the website, so what is your niche, what is the category that you are going for? So, okay, jewelry is very broad. So what is the specific thing that specialize in? So that would be your theme for SEO. So that's one. So then you use your other things that you have to support it. So one would be your homepage. Your homepage doesn't show like specific products, but your homepage is also very powerful. So you have to make sure your homepage, the title of it, so optimize the title, optimize the meta description for your homepage, and then put in some content inside your homepage that is relevant to your niche, your category, and then your blogs. So yeah, you're correct. So the other things that you can use is your blog. So your blogs will have to do a lot of work in terms of bringing in the search traffic. And then since you're not promoting like very specific products, because if you're promoting specific products, then after 2 weeks, it will be a new product, right? So you want to be an expert in your category. So if you haven't like figured out like what's the specific category that you want to go into, that's the first thing that you will need to do if you want to do some SEO work. Because if you're saying like handmade jewelry, all this is very broad. So how do you like be very specific in terms of the category that you want to be known for. And then this will also help you in terms of the blog. So the blog, like I mentioned in the previous question, is answering people's questions. And the questions that they have doesn't have to be like specific to your product. It can be the lifestyle, it can be you're targeting a specific group of people. How do you, like, what kind of the content that they want to see that you can link back to your product that you're selling? So in a way, you're building an audience. You're building an audience with your blog. You're building an expertise and authority. And then you're just using your products to monetize that audience. So yours will be a bit different. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, thanks. So you're just using your products to monetize, to just get money from your audience. So how do you group your audience and how do you gather them around what kind of idea is something that you need to think about first? Because if not, then you will just be like all over the place and it doesn't benefit you in terms of SEO.
Okay.
All right, so Nate had a follow-up question. So it's the question, so the product description would affect the SEO ranking more than meta description. Yeah, meta description is just in the search result, like I mentioned just now, is that description only. So in terms of the content that Google sees, it's not much on the meta description. It's the actual content inside the page, because meta description cannot be seen by the visitors. Meta description only shows when they are searching for something, and then it shows on the search result page.